USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
So we have a pick to come up. We have to pick a great one.
President Trump speaking hours after U.S. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy announces he's retiring from the bench next month.
And I'm very honored that he chose to do it during my term in office because he felt confident in me to make the right choice and carry on his great legacy. That's why he did it.
Republicans and Democrats already clashing over the issue. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying he wants to get a replacement confirmed this fall. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says any confirmation should be put on hold until after November's midterm elections. Immigration reform still stalled in the U.S. House. A measure billed as a moderate compromise was rejected 121 to 301 yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The man convicted of being behind the deadly 2012 attack on a U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya, is being sentenced to 22 years in prison. Ahmed Abu Qatala, convicted on federal terrorism charges in November for his role in the raid, though he was acquitted of some more serious murder charges. That attack left four Americans dead. The Justice Department approves Disney's plan to buy 21st Century's properties, though it would have to sell off the regional sports networks.
The $71 billion sale would include 21st Century Fox's film and television studios, cable entertainment networks, and international properties. Disney would also assume $14 billion in Fox debt. The Fox Broadcasting Network and its stations, Fox News Channel, Fox Business Network, Fox Sports 1 and 2, the Big Ten Network, and Fox's Hollywood film lot will spin off into a separate company.
That's our Wendy King. This is USA Radio News.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes for you to decide to trim your eyebrows.
Just a little off the top.
Slip and lop off your left eyebrow.
Oh.
And frantically try to paste the brow back on your face.
My favorite brow.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 brow-raising minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
The man dubbed the Ice Pick Killer is dead. Texas executing Danny Bible last night for the 1979 rape and murder of a woman whom he'd stabbed 11 times with an ice pick. He'd confessed to the murder and other sexual assaults after being arrested for rape. Bible had previously served time for a 1983 murder spree that included the killing of his sister-in-law, her infant son, and roommate. After serving just 8 years, though, Bible was released. He then raped a woman in Louisiana and, after being caught for that crime in 1999, confessed to the ice pick murder as well. Firefighters in Northern California making some progress on the Pawnee Fire. That fire is burning about 70 miles northwest of Sacramento, now 30% contained, but not before burning nearly 14,000 acres. Meantime, in Colorado, the 416 fire continues to burn. It's now gobbled up 36,000 acres since starting early this month. And Joe Jackson, the father of pop stars Michael and Janet Jackson, has died. He was recently hospitalized for cancer. He was the manager of the Jackson 5, which of course starred Michael and his brothers Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Randy, and Marlon. The group a big hit in the late 60s and early 70s. Michael Jackson claiming he was, though, physically and emotionally abused by his father. Joe Jackson was 89. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.